You're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world. South Africa wrapped up an innings and 27-run victory over New Zealand on day three of the opening test in Cape Town. Victory had always been theirs for the taking after bowling New Zealand out for 45 on the opening day, but they were made to wait as Dean Brownie scored his maiden test century. He hit two sixes to move from 92 to 104 but was dismissed soon after, and his departure preceded something of a collapse, and the Black Caps were eventually all out for 275, having been at one point 229 for four. Brownlee made 109, Brendan McCullum had hit 51 on day two, while BJ Watling made a patient 42, although they still failed to make South Africa bat again. Man of the match Vernon Philander and Jacques Callis took two wickets apiece, while Dale Steyn returned 3 for 67. Half centuries from Phil Hughes, David Warne and Michael Clarke handed Australia the clear advantage on day two of the third and final test against Sri Lanka in Sydney. After bowling Sri Lanka out for 294 on the opening day, Australia closed on 342 for 6 after Hughes made 87, Warner 85 and Clarke 50 to give Australia a lead of 48. Matthew Wade was unbeaten on 47, although Australia's day was slightly marred when Michael Hussey, in what could turn out to be his final test innings, was run out for 25. Captain Michael Clarke scored more runs than anyone in 2012, and he started the new year in good form, his half-century helping Australia rebuild following the dismissals of Warner, Hughes and Hussey. Rangana Herath was the pick of the bowlers with 2 for 69, while there was a wicket apiece for Nguyen Pradeep and Tilakarani Dilshan.